power to say all things we are created for me.
Right.
Isn't that amazing? And even if it's a complex thought, the kids could understand this. The good thing of a preacher is that you have the chance to look in the eyes of people. So don't cover your eyes, or you will feel ashamed. But you know who's paying attention or who's not paying attention. And with the times, with the years, you see who is not only paying attention, but is being touched for the word of the Lord, and who is kind of a little more indifferent. And I saw that in the kids as the week was going through, was passing through, that they were touched for the word of the Lord. To be honest, it was not a walk in the park. We had our problems with some troubled kids that are more noisy and try to show themselves and try to show off, I'm here, I'm the king of the world. But anyways, we were able to share the word of the Lord, and I think they changed even the tough ones a little bit. Well, after that, it's going to be a quick review. This thing, I think it's important for you to know what we share with the kids, because all the church was involved, and it's important for you to know, helping or even not being here but praying for this week that was very intense. After that, we share with them on Tuesday, we share Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the same. It is not music to your ears to listen to the kids repeating the verses. It's very frustrating when you know the verses in Spanish and you have to go like a kid again to read the verses in English. You feel like a regression. You are, I'm a teen again. But I think it's a very good experience. It's a humbling experience, and it's wonderful. It's wonderful. It was wonderful for me. So Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. We explained, actually this was Pastor Logan, and we made like a kind of time machine thing and trying to find Jesus through the ages. But the point was that Jesus never changed. This is very simple, this is obvious, but if a church is not faithful to the Lord, will try to change the Jesus they have. I was told this in a church here, when I was before, that you have to adapt things, you have to adapt the gospel to the new times. You have to change, because if not, people will get bored, and you need new means to attract people, and you have to modify things. And I would say, what is this person saying to me? Actually, the identification of the Lord was that the God of the Old Testament is a different God of the New Testament. Even there are different dispensations, God doesn't change his mood. He is always the same. The Almighty God is always, always the same. And did this, not understanding this verse, give excuses to modern churches to change the view of Jesus Christ and make Jesus something close to what you see in the movies, which is nothing to do with the Jesus of the Scripture. It is a loving God, but it's a just God. Is a God that will judge the world. Because of his love, he provides the way for us to be saved through Jesus Christ. But this God doesn't change. You know how you approach to the God of the Old Testament? He said, in the Old Testament, I always translate in, it says, to the contrite heart you will not despise, O Lord. And David says, the salvation is of the Lord. That was the right approach to the Lord. Even the Messiah was in the future, they had that concept of, okay, I am a sinner and the salvation comes from Jehovah, from the Lord himself. And now, from the other side, we are a Messiah that's in the past. We have the same view. We are sinners. We are desperately in need that God himself save us through Jesus Christ. So God doesn't change. God doesn't change. That's why in the Old Testament, not having Jesus, they could be even called friend of God, because they have this humble view of, I am a sinner and I need God save me. God have mercy on me. It's the only way we can approach to a holy, holy, holy God. Well, after that, on Wednesday, things turned a little rough and we start having people more noisy, and I was very, very stressed. But not because of me, because I'm not all looking for honor and that they pay attention to me, but because I was worried for the other kids, that they keep paying attention, that they don't lose the class and don't waste their time. But thank God, things could be managed. The Lord help us, and we keep preaching God's word. And we took on Wednesday John 3:16. Anyone? They laugh. Okay, let's go together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Let me tell you, it sounds beautiful anyway. You will see, it sounds beautiful even if you don't understand. Porque de tal manera amó Dios al mundo que ha dado su Hijo unigénito para que todo aquel que en él crea no se pierda mas tenga vida eterna. Sounds beautiful. Yes, you can understand, but sounds beautiful. In whatever language, the gospel must be sounding beautiful. And we saw with the kids how profound is this. Even if we know it by memory, we know and we can recite this and we can teach this to our kids and this is so deep that changed the human race, changed the world forever. Everything is different after this verse. God is the Savior. If I have to say, put the Bible in few words, I'd say, God, Jesus, is the Savior. And we see that in from the beginning to the end. God saving, God saving, God saving, God saving you. That's why our Christian life must be used to this idea. God is saving. I am in trouble. God is saving according to his will. I am in need. God is saving. He is our Redeemer, the Redeemer of our soul, and in his mercy, he save us from a lot of things in our life. That's why the Colossians verse says, and by him all things consist. That means he take care, he takes care of his people. And even in his mercy, he takes care of his creation. Okay, and we share, because I saw in a truck you have, I don't know, but anyway, I read it, that in that truck that this church shares, it says, it mentions John 3:16, but at the same time mention John 3:18. You know how many churches don't mention John 3:18? You want to read it for me, the one who has it? Just if you find the verse faster than me. If not, I read it. But for 3:18, go ahead, Holly, read it to me.
Not condemned, but he that believeth
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. And thank God this church preaches also the verse 18. It sounds easy, it sounds like obvious. Believe me, brothers, sisters, a lot of churches don't do that. I will tell you even more. In the very same chapter, chapter 3, you have the verse 36. You know the verse 36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not in the Son shall not see. You know the verse. Well, in one church, I preached this, chapter 3, and I touched the whole chapter. End of story, they were offended with me. They called me at the end of the preaching. No, no, we cannot go that way because, you know, people can get scared and you have to be more cautious. But I'm saying I preached the chapter 3. The whole chapter was my goal. No, no, no. There are verses that it's better not to mention. I was told that. Really amazing, eh? I was told in a church, don't preach those verses. And my emphasis was in 16, of course, but I just read the whole chapter and they were very uncomfortable because I read the scripture and I mentioned all the verses. So I said to the kids that they had to be grateful to the Lord that not only for the BBT, but they are here in a little church that tries to be faithful to the Lord. That is better than gold, and you will see with the time, with the years passing. You will see. Okay, after that on Thursday, I don't know, I didn't watch the time. Can you help me with what? you tell me. 8 minutes more. Okay. We try to be short. So, Thursday, we saw John 14:2. In my Father's house are many. I listen and it touched my heart again. You know, so many years I'm getting old and I listen the gospel and it touched my heart. You will see what happened to you with the years. But you will have to be fighting your tears all the time because it touched your heart. Beautiful, Lord, beautiful. Pastor Logan shared this time. He shared two times, Tuesday and Thursday. But just to summarize this, even the Lord went to prepare a place for us. How we prepare our Christian life for being with the Lord. You know, it is said in these days, you just accept Jesus and do whatever you want. And of course, definitely we are saved by grace. We cannot add this anything, nothing, little work, because it's worthless. But definitely it is in God's will that we prepare our life to be with Him. We try to sanctify our life, to try to be holy as He is holy. We need to understand this because we cannot live the life the way we want. As we were reading this verse that don't look very connected, if you see they are very connected because we were created for Him. We were created for Him. You know, a lot of churches, and I bring this because I think it's useful for you to be grateful to the Lord where the Lord is putting you. A lot of churches go with this, no works, because we are saved by grace. And they let the members of the church do whatever. And in the whatever fits a lot of bad things. We are saved by grace. No works. Even more, in Argentina, there was a church that because no works, they cancel the prayer meeting. No prayer, because that's works. You're trying to gain your way to heaven, going to church on Wednesdays. Huh? No, it's a prayer meeting. Simple. No works. So they cancel. I'm serious. They cancel prayer meeting. So they are not accused of trying to save themselves by works. You see how we can change things for bad and do a new gospel, a gospel that don't fit with the Jesus Christ that never changed. The same Jesus Christ that reached Paul, the Apostle Paul, or reached Peter, or reached everyone, should be the same gospel that reached us. And we have to be grateful and that we are saved by grace, but we fear, try to obey our Lord, to do the best we can to honor His name. And if the Lord reach us, we will find pleasure and happiness in doing His will. And every time we don't do His will, you know what will happen? We will feel sad. Somehow, you know the experience, when you don't do what the Lord expects from us, we feel sad. And that's the Holy Spirit, in a real way, working on us, not the way some charismatics say. And at the end, on Friday, very exhausted, we preached on Philippians 2:10. And the wonderful verse in Philippians says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven. To God the Father. Very good. Wonderful girls. Wonderful. Wonderful. And we said this because we have the science thing trying to show the kids that why scientifics and at school they teach evolution and they teach all these weird things. Why scientifics try to prove God doesn't exist? Because the problem, yes, the problem is that if they accept, if they say, okay, God exists, they are in trouble because what? They are accountable. If you accept God exists, you are in trouble because you are accountable. And they don't want to be accountable. They want to keep their sinful life, so that's why they teach. They try to teach at school these things, teaching evolution and bad things, so you are not accountable to a God that says, here on earth, or at the end, every knee should bow. And we did this for the kids, at the end, everyone should bow to Jesus. We will hear at heaven Jesus Christ and we will fall in our knees. Believers, gladly, happy, with a loving heart, yes, Lord, I'm here. But the unbelievers, those that go to hell, they should bow anyway and after that to hell, because they have to recognize that He is the God Almighty. Every knee should bow. There is no way. And even take a look, they live in, and every tongue, even Spanish, should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So it was a wonderful week for the kids, but to be honest, it was a wonderful week for me, sharing all these verses and see that the word can touch even young people, even kids. I'm glad you are here, Armani, because I see your face on Monday and your face on Friday. I see the difference. You are touched for the word of the Lord. A lot of you. I just say Armani because I see the big difference. On Monday she was, and on Friday she was touched for the word of the Lord. This morning she asking questions at the class. She was touched. Everyone. Darnell, the same. The girls here, always noisy, but I see that. Of course, Holly, Lydia, Paul is a little pastor. Just go to that point. He's a little pastor in miniature. But so helpful. But they were, at the end of the week, they were like this. Listen to the preaching. They were listening and wanted to know more about what we were sharing. Even with my weird accent, they were so patient with me and kind and loving, and they were ready to listen God's word. It's not wonderful. Something like, yeah, we have a vacation Bible, it's something simple. No, it is profound, it's deep, it is life-changing experiences for kids and for us, those who worked here in this vacation Bible time. Brethren, thank you so much for giving me the chance to share all these things with you. I hope, I know it will, the word of the Lord will be also a blessing for your life. May the Lord bless us. And please pray for us that we are going to that camp. I always afraid of the games part because I have no training in that part. Preaching, you can tell me, okay, you need to preach now in 5 minutes. Okay, I have the training for that, but the games, so pray for me. May the Lord bless you. I don't know if Pastor Jeremy is coming. Yes.
All right, as we close that message, let us turn in our hymn book. Hymn number 567, the Lord is the one who helps us through all things in life, and He is the one in control of all things in life. We're so thankful that God is in control of our lives. Let's sing this song together. Let's all stand together as we sing 567. If you need to come for any reason, would you come tonight? Lay your burden at the feet of the Lord tonight. Or maybe to pray for someone, or pray for yourself, or just give a need to the Lord. Would you come tonight? Is there a heart or bound by sorrow?
Oh,
those that need any extra information regarding camp, please let me know. So we are excited about it tomorrow.